ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Piper Report, but I am not Michael Collins Piper. I am just his evil apprentice. My name is Mark Glenn. I know some of you out there know me. I know that there are at least two people tonight listening who know me. One is Jim from Texas, and the other one is my mother. Mike decided that his evening would be better spent by just taking a nice long nap. I think he's had a rough week. From what he said, the weather in D.C. has been hellish. And he's not feeling well, so whether he is succumbing to early senility or whether that city is getting to him and it's starting to affect his sanity, for whatever reason, he has decided that I would be an adequate substitute for him tonight. So I'm going to do my best, just like I always do. Of course, the phone number to call in is 800-313-9443. We'll get into the heavy meat of the news, so to speak, after the break. I'd like to start off tonight by reminding everybody about the upcoming conference down in Southern California that's going to be held over the weekend of October 12th to the 14th. It is called No More Wars for Israel, and the early reports are that this is going to be one heck of a good gathering. We've added a lot of new names to the lineup of speakers. I'm very proud to announce that we do have a survivor of the USS Liberty who's going to be speaking, Phil Turney. I met Phil in Washington, D.C. when I was there for the Liberty reunion in June. He's a fine man. He's a good speaker, a brave man, a very passionate man. And I'm glad to say that he's going to be speaking there. Of course, Mike Piper's going to be there. Patrick Grimm, another name that I'm very proud to say is going to be there. This guy is just I saw a good description of him on the internet this morning, where they were describing him as a Zionologist, which I found to be a perfect word to describe him. Extremely, extremely intelligent, a very gifted writer. He's been hiding under a rock for way too long, or at least hiding his talents away from the rest of us way too long. Of course, Mark Dankoff from RBN, Hisham Talawi of RBN. Another very interesting man we're going to have addressing the conference, named Bedros Hajian. He is an Armenian expert on the Zionist role in the Armenian Holocaust. And, of course, I'm talking about the slaughter of 1.5 million Armenian Christians by the Turks around the time of World War I. Of course, the history that we're not told concerning this is the fact that many of these young Turks who were responsible for this were, in effect, Zionist Jews who pretended to convert to Islam. And this partly explains, I think, why there was this uproar on the part of the ADL a few weeks ago when it came to this Armenian Holocaust. This is something that they have been trying for decades to keep away from the attention and the concentration of the American people. Father Christopher Hunter, good friend of mine, a traditional Catholic priest, a well-accomplished writer and thinker. When I taught high school, I used to use some of his books and writings teaching about the American Revolution and about early American history. Fine man, he has a wonderful mind, and he has, I'm no doubt, going to have some very interesting things to say. Mark Green, the well-known journalist, producer, and former TV talk show host, along with his sidekick, Wendy Campbell, both of them together, their endeavors, of course, we know as Marwin Media. Dr. Kalkab Sadiq, he is a Muslim and the publisher of the Islamic magazine New Trends, and I hear that music, which means we're going to our first break, and we will be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Mark Glenn, I am filling in for my good friend Michael Collins Piper, who decided that Tuesday night was a night that was destined for napping rather than yapping. As I said before the break, ladies and gentlemen, we have this upcoming conference. One of the things that I want to remind you of is that you don't want to wait too long to register for this, because we do have a limited amount of numbers of people that we can admit because of fire code rules and things such as that. So we are getting a steady stream of people who are registering, and we would hate to have to turn anybody away at the conference. Hopefully that's not going to happen. Hopefully it's just going to be a magical weekend, and everything is going to work out just fine. Of course, if you've been to the website discusses the upcoming conference, you'll know some other changes that have taken place, one of which is that the typical suspects are up to their usual business of snooping around and trying to sabotage this thing. Our reports are that they are posing as police officers, and they're calling the hotels in that area, trying to find out if we have registered there and whatnot, so that they can show up and cause trouble. and this is the reason why we are keeping many of the details of the conference quiet for now. We will, rest assured, we will let everybody know where they're supposed to be on the day that it begins, but until that day arrives, we're going to have to keep it kind of quiet. Okay, of course, I'm looking at my screen here, and it says that all hosts are supposed to mention that Republic Broadcasting now has a chat room on the homepage for all listeners so that they can communicate with each other and with the hosts of RBN. So I'm looking at the front page of RBN, and sure enough, it says RBN chat now available. So all of you out there who are listening through the Internet, which I think that's the only way of listening to the show now. I think it's been taken off of shortwave. Go visit the chat room. Okay, of course, the big news, ladies and gentlemen, is the visit to New York by the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Now, I'm not calling today tonight from New York. I was supposed to be there and interview the president. This was something that we were going to try to keep quiet for obvious reasons, but I had been granted an interview with him, and because of the busyness of the weekend and the events in the early part of the week, we had to postpone this interview. So, but nevertheless, I think that it was a momentous thing. You know, back when Bill Clinton was president, I experienced this thing known as being ashamed to be an American for the first time. And 8 years of Bill Clinton and his embarrassing things, his embarrassing gaffes, the things that he did that ran in complete contradiction to the principles of what it means to be an American. And I thought that the day would never come where I would be as ashamed to be an American as I was during the Clinton years. Well, then, not long after 9/11, and we went into Afghanistan and into Iraq, and we started murdering innocent men, women, and children, not just by the hundreds and thousands, but now the hundreds of thousands. I never thought that I would be as ashamed to be an American as I have been for the last few years, since we've been involved in this bloody business of fighting Israel's wars for her. Well, then the president of Iran comes to the United States, and we are treated to this juvenile, just surreal, I can't use the word that Mike used to describe the events that took place this media circus, and then with the president of Columbia University getting up there and insulting this man in the way that he did. It's so strange, ladies and gentlemen, that I think it's probably going to take me a couple of days to actually settle down and face this thing on realistic terms. It's so unusual. You know, I started getting interested in politics back when Ronald Reagan was president. And, you know, at that time, of course, the Soviet Union was considered to be the evil empire, and this was the greatest threat to civilization that has ever, that mankind had ever faced. But, you know, there was always this thing known as decorum. Even when Ronald Reagan met with Gorbachev, the president of the Soviet Union, and he said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall," there was still this sense of decorum. There was this sense of self-respect on the part of the American government, on the part of the American media. Well, none of that existed this past weekend and the early part of this week in the way that the media and the U.S. government dealt with Ahmadinejad. As I was watching the interview that took place, or the speech that took place at Columbia, and the way that this man was deliberately marginalized and ridiculed and all of the rest of this. And I know that there were students out there who they were there in support of him and whatnot. But the fact that the president of one of what is considered considered to be one of America's most prestigious institutions of higher learning, would get up there and act the way that he did, and to pontificate in this self-righteous type of air. Can you imagine him doing the same thing if Ariel Sharon came to town? Can you imagine him? Now, here's a man, Ariel Sharon, who has the blood of tens of thousands of innocent people on his hands, okay? I mean, this man, the war crimes that he was responsible for committing, particularly in the Sabra and Shatila massacres in Lebanon, they were so bad that he was actually censured by his own government, by the Israeli government. And if there's anything that we have learned over the course of the last 40 years about Israel, is that she's like a vampire. You know, she doesn't shy away from bloodshed very easily. It has to be something pretty bad for her to blink an eye or to show some quiver of conscience over it. So the fact that he would be censured for what he did means that it was pretty bad. Now, can you imagine the president of Columbia University or any university in this country treating Ariel Sharon or any of the other Israeli leaders the way that he treated Ahmadinejad? No decorum, no self-respect. It was like watching an episode of Married with Children or Animal House or some other slapstick type comedy. You see, and that really is, I think, the thing that gets to me the worst about this, ladies and gentlemen. The reason that this is all taking place is because they are gearing the American people up for a widening of this war, for more bloodshed, for us sending more of our young people off to fight and die for this parasite terrorist nation in the Middle East known as Israel. And to these people, it's all just a big joke. They get up there and they pontificate and talk about tyranny and then have the nerve to speak to the head of a sovereign nation the way that this man did, this man with this haircut. You know, somebody needs to explain to him that he's not 12 years old anymore and that he needs to get a decent haircut. You know, I had quite a head of hair on me when I got married. When people see pictures of me and they say, my goodness, who's that guy with that beautiful woman? I say, well, that's me. And then they look at me and they say, there's no way that that's you, because I had a really nice head of hair then. But then I grew up and I decided that it was time to get my hair cut and to start acting seriously. Well, this man needs to start acting seriously as well. Now, it may be that I am making too big a thing of this, ladies and gentlemen. I've always been known to be overly serious about some things, but, you know, what this really all boils down to is human suffering. You see, what took place this weekend with them trying to belittle this man, this is all about increasing what is already an incalculable amount of human suffering. And make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, the American people, at some point, once the pain is too much, once the price is too high, they're going to realize that they were snookered. But by then, we're talking about millions and millions of people whose lives have been destroyed. Now, I'm not just talking about the people who have been killed. You see, those people who have been killed, they're probably in a better place. I'm talking about the people who have been left behind, who have been left behind to think about the loved ones they don't have with them anymore. Imagine being a father, and the last memory that you have of one of your kids is trying to pick up the pieces of this kid that have been blown all over the place, and asking yourself, what did I ever do to deserve this being done to me? That's what these people are dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, every day, and they have been for the last 40 years. There's that music, which means it's time for me to stop talking. When we come back, I will start bringing up the phone calls. It looks like we have quite a few lineups on the lineup, so hang in there, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for my good friend Michael Collins Piper, who is counting sheep, probably as we speak. Literally, he's probably literally counting sheep because he is quite an animal lover, ladies and gentlemen. I took a lot of pictures of Mike when he came out and visited with us in July. I think the most memorable time that he had here was going out and feeding the sheep. The picture of Mike being out there in the pasture with these sheep jumping all over him, it was something that, it was a sight to behold. Unfortunately, one of my kids got to my digital camera and pushed the wrong button and erased everything, so I don't have any of those pictures left that I can share with you. I haven't seen the reaction yet on the part of our Christian Zionist friends, such as John Hagee down there in Texas. You know, he reminds me, ladies and gentlemen, there was a show back when I was a kid. It was called The Dukes of Hazzard. It was a really stupid show, but there was a character in this show who was particularly funny, and his name was Boss Hogg. He was like the town mayor, and he was completely corrupt. And that just so happens to be the name that we've given to John Hagee, is that we call him Boss Hogg. This giant whale of a man out there hollering and yelling at the top of his lungs, and he's completely corrupt, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I haven't read what any of them had to say about Ahmadinejad's visit, but you know, a lot of my Christian friends give me a lot of grief over the fact that I can be rather hard on the Christians these days, and by that I include virtually every branch of Christianity, ladies and gentlemen, because with few exceptions, just about every branch that I know of, and I am something of a serious Christian when it comes to my faith, every branch I know of has got their head completely in the sand when it comes to this thing that we call the Jewish issue or Zionism or Israel. You know, I was talking with my neighbors the other day, and we were talking about all of this business that's going on in the world, and they are regular watchers of the 700 Club and the Christian Broadcasting Network and TBN and all these other things. And I try to get into these discussions with them. Of course, they're waiting for the rapture to come, and then they're going to be taken away off of this mountain up here in North Idaho where we live. And, you know, they talk oftentimes about the end of the world and things like that. And one of the things that I try to impress on them, I say, you know, you, just like most of the Christians out there, at least in this country, are waiting around for the end of the world. But do you realize how many millions of people the end of the world has already come for them? And again, I'm not talking about those who have died, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about those who are living. People who, you know, we were told would one day envy the dead. Mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters who have had their family members murdered right in front of their own eyes. Have you seen the human suffering that is taking place in Iraq right now? Whether it's from lack of food, violence, a complete destruction of their infrastructure, depleted uranium, cholera, all of these things. You see, these people, they are living through the apocalypse. And in the meantime, most of the Christians in this country, and I said most of them, because I have met some very good people in the last couple of years from all branches of Christianity, who are beginning to understand, if they don't understand already, what the real nature of the beast is that we're fighting. But for the most part, these Christians, they go about their lives and they spend their money and they do all of these things, not realizing that halfway around the world, Armageddon has already found its way into the lives of these innocent people. And yet they simply don't care, ladies and gentlemen. They don't care. Anyway, all right, I am not as long-winded as Mike is. That guy, he could go on literally forever. I do need to take a break, which means I'm going to go to some of the calls. I'm going to start going to some of the calls here. Let's see. It looks like the first one we have is Frank in Canada, and I think if this is the Frank I know, then we're in for quite a treat. Frank, come on up.
Mark, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Fine. How are you? It's good to talk to you again.
I'm doing great. This is Frank White of the Israel Watch Research Project. It's a great pleasure to talk to everybody out there in RBN land.
Well, it's good to have you back on, Frank.
Definitely. Now, I want to mention that. Now, you mentioned the nature of the Israeli beast. Now, one thing I want people to understand is that the Christian Zionists who support this state support an apartheid, racist, Nazi-like state. And I have statistics that can prove that.
Okay.
And if I may present them, 80%.
Sure, go right ahead.
Thank you. 80% of Israelis are opposed to Arab Israelis being involved in important decisions such as delineating the country's borders. 75% of Israeli high school students believe that Arabs are uneducated, uncivilized, and unclean. 75% of Israeli high school students believe that Arabs are violent. 72% of Israelis oppose Arab political parties being part of a coalition government. Excuse me, Mark, I'm just outside here, so you might hear some noise in the background.
That's okay.
Okay. I hear the music going. I can continue after the break.
Yeah, there's the music. Frank, hold on. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're halfway through, but we're nowhere near being done.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a 1-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Gentlemen, this is Mark Len filling in for the one and only irreplaceable Michael Collins Piper. You know, Michael is a very humble man, and he doesn't sit very comfortably when I congratulate him and show my gratitude for him in the way that I do. But, you know, it's like he said on last night's show, ladies and gentlemen, that's too bad. Everybody is going to get what they deserve, and Mike deserves the credit that all of us give him. And he'll probably be listening to this tomorrow when he goes into AFP, because right now he's sleeping. But anyway, we all owe a debt of gratitude to Mike. Anyway, Frank, you were giving us some statistics.
Yes, sir. 69% of Israeli high school students believe that Arabs are unintelligent. 68% of Israelis would refuse to live in the same building as an Arab. 63% of Israelis agree with the statement that Arabs are a security and demographic threat to the state. 61% of Israelis oppose the creation of a Palestinian Arab state. 50% of Israelis believe the government should encourage Arabs to leave the country. 50% of Israelis would refuse to work at a job in which their direct supervisor would be an Arab. 50% of Israelis express fear or discomfort when hearing people speaking Arabic. 50% of Israeli high school students would be unwilling to even meet Arab students. 50% of Israelis refuse to live in the same neighborhood as Arab families. 46% of Israelis support forcibly deporting Palestinian Arabs out of the occupied territories. 46% of Israelis would refuse to allow an Arab to visit their home. 41% of Israelis support the segregation of Jews and Arabs in places of recreation. And it continues on here. 34% of Israelis agreed with the statement that Arab culture is inferior to Israeli culture. 33% of Israeli high school students admit to fearing Arabs. 31% of Israelis support deporting Arab Israelis out of Israel. 30% of Israelis said they feel hate. Now, note the word hate. When they hear someone speaking Arabic, 24% of Israelis believe that Israeli Arabs are disloyal to the state. And the prejudice is not even limited to Arabs, Mark. 43% of Israelis aren't willing to marry or have their children marry with the Ethiopian Falasha Jews. Now, here's the interesting point, Mark. Do you know where my sources come from?
If I remember correctly, this latest thing, was this an ADL-sponsored poll?
No. Do you want to know? I'm going to tell you. Here are my sources, and I encourage the audience to please listen closely to my sources. Source number one, article, poll, 68% of Jews would refuse to live in the same building as an Arab, Haaretz, March 22, 2006. Source two, more Israeli Jews favor transfer of Palestinians, Israeli Arabs, poll finds, Haaretz, October 4, 2005. Source 3, racism alive and well in Israeli society, Jerusalem Post, March 22, 2005. Article 4, youth believe Arabs dirty and uneducated, Ynet News, January 9, 2007.
So in other words, Frank, all of your sources here, these are not coming from David Duke-Sike. It's not coming from some Hezbollah or Hamas site. These are polls that are being done in Israel by Israelis, and then they are being published in Israeli press.
Precisely. And you want to know something? One of my sources is new poll, Israelis oppose creating a Palestinian Arab state by a 2-to-1 margin, Zionist Organization of America, March 4th, 2003. Now, you know what really gets my gall? I thought opponents of apartheid used to be respected in America.
Well, here, let me give you just a little personal account.
Sure.
As you can imagine, I get a regular truck full of hate mail from our nice Jewish brethren. And I got one the other night from somebody who, I guess once in a while, he gets bored and he decides to send me an email telling me what a rotten human being I am for saying the things that I say about Israel and Zionism. And he goes into this big, long lecture about how horrible I am because I say these things about the Jews, and then in the same breath, he says, I hate Italians, I hate Arabs, I hate Irish, I hate Catholics. He gets this big list of people who he hates, and then signs off by saying, pro-Zionist, pro-Jewish, and proud of it. You see, this is the thing. This is what has always gotten these people into trouble, is that they're constantly pointing the finger at everyone else. And let's keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that didn't start 50 or 60 years ago with the creation of this little state known as Israel. Go back and read your Gospels. Look at them as political documents. Look at the things that Jesus had to say about them, about their hypocrisy, about their racism, their exclusivity, the fact that they saw themselves as better than everyone else. You know, this is one of the points that I try to make with my Christian friends. They try to tell me that, oh, Jesus was a Jew and Christianity is just an improved form of Judaism. And I tell them nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, Mark,
Jesus said,
yeah,
you cannot pour new wine into old wineskins, and no man
yeah.
can serve two masters. He was making it clear that there was not going to be any co-mixing between these two opposing ideologies of Judaism and Christianity. But, Frank, listen, I've got like 50,000
sure.
people waiting to get online here. I'd love to have you on longer, but maybe you can call in some other time.
I'll probably call in tomorrow. I was going to have some information on Abraham Foxman. I think you guys may find interesting. So if you could just,
sure we will.
So please keep your ear out for my call tomorrow, and I'll
All
call
right.
you guys then.
Thank you, Frank. Good to hear from you again.
Thank
okay,
you, buddy.
We have Carlos in California. Come on up, Carlos.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, Mark. Listen, I wanted to speak about the economy, but I just wanted to make a quick statement on Ahmadinejad,
uh-huh.
Iran.
Uh-huh.
I believe if we follow the patterns, we see that Osama bin Laden was a CIA agent or under the influence of the CIA. So was Saddam Hussein. So was the Ayatollah Khomeini. They were acting as agent provocateurs. Why should a money job be any different? My take is that this guy is also under CIA influence to create a provocation, agitation, which will lead to the war in Iran. Basically, I'm not sold on them, you know, to the detriment of the Iranian people, which are fine people.
Well,
that's my take on him.
I tend to disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. Yes, it's true that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, that they, if they were not active assets for the Central Intelligence Agency, they were, they at least cooperated with them and they worked with them. But see, Iran is sitting right next to Iraq. Ahmadinejad sees what has happened to Iraq, and he is not going to have the same thing happen to his country. I do believe that he is serious about protecting his country. If in the past any connection can be made between him and some type of skullduggery between the CIA and the Mossad or whatever, I certainly don't think that that is the case now. I think that he is a realist and that he's practical. And, I mean, let's face it. I mean, when you're living next to all of that death and destruction, it has a way of making you sit up and fly straight, so to speak.
Well, I don't know. Time will tell us what's really going on. It's a given we're going to go into Iran. But listen, I wanted to make a comment really on the economy.
Okay.
I'm a realtor here in California, and you know the subprime mortgage market is just falling apart.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my take on it is that this was a scam created by the Jewish international bankers, a scam that will fall apart. You know, I mean, rationally, if you tell people, look, I'm willing to give you money, you can come in with 0% down, by the way, fill out an application, and you can put whatever you want as an income, and I'll believe you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, isn't that irrational? And that's basically what they have done. It's a scam that nobody in their right mind would do, except the international bankers have set us up.
Well, I would agree with you on that, Carlos. You know, a friend of mine is in the mortgage business, and he was telling me the other day that, you know, that all of a sudden there came this insanity in the whole lending practice where he wasn't even looking at people's credit reports. He was giving people loans for $250,000 when they would do no credit check. They would do nothing to verify anything. And this fellow, you know, he went to college. He majored in finance and all of that stuff. And he was saying that the whole thing, it just went against all of the rules of common sense, of fiscal common sense. And so, you know, and he was slow to coming around to seeing things the way that I do with regard to these things not being accidental. But now, after having, you know, played a part in it and seeing it firsthand, the fact that he was told to give these loans out to people who, you know, they were making nothing, you know, but he would give these loans out for $250,000 to people. And he, you know, this was the thing that convinced him that all was not what it appeared to be. So I would agree with you on that. I think that it is a scam. It was something to get Americans into debt. And I'll go one step further, Carlos. I think that part of it may be, let's face it, you know, a good portion of the American people are not totally on board with this war in Iraq or this upcoming war in Iran. But there's a way of getting people, you know, to become agitated and aggravated when you start throwing them out of their homes to the point where they need a place where they can expend that anger, and what's a better way to do it than to launch a new war?
Well, you're right. It's all part of a design, but there's other implications, too. If you look at the aftermath of this, look at what happened. Bank of America absorbed one of the Countrywide. Citigroup absorbed some of the other banks, and so on and so on. You can tell that this is leading to creation of monopolies, making the bigger banks bigger, the Jewish banks. And, of course, all this is going to lead periodically with incremental collapses of the economy to the creation of the North American Union. And it's probably also going to lead to the creation of world standards, world landing standards. It's all about globalism.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carlos, I'd like to be able to say that you're wrong, but as Mike is well known to say, I'm afraid you're probably right. Listen, it's good to talk to you finally, Carlos. I've got a lot of callers here I've got to get to.
Good evening. Thank you.
Take care. Okay, Gloria from New York. Gloria?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you. I just want to let you know that even though I can't go to the conference, I found a $10 bill, a $5 bill, and a $2 bill in my wallet, and I put it in an old Christmas card, and I mailed it out to your P.O. box, and because even though I can't go, I still want to be a part of it. I'm going to be praying for you guys, and I wish you all the luck in the world. And as I get off the line, could you please give them the P.O. box very slowly and clearly so that everyone else could do what I'm doing? All righty?
Yes, Gloria, I'm going to hire you for my fundraising activity.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you, Gloria. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard what Gloria said, and I am honor-bound as a gentleman to do what this lady has asked me to do, which is to give out the P.O. box where you can send donations to help out with the conference. It is going to be a costly event, ladies and gentlemen, so anything that you can put forward to that, I appreciate. And if you can't, just simply send us a kind word and a prayer, because they can go just as far. You can write to me at Box 27, Careywood, Idaho. That's Careywood, Careywood, Idaho, 83809. And if you have access to the Internet, just go to the website that I have created for the conference. It is at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com, and you can get the details that you need there. Okay, we have the one and only Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Mark,
Jim,
are you alive?
I am alive. I spent a good portion of the afternoon splitting wood with my oldest son, so I'm a little bit tired, but I am alive.
Okay. To go back to your previous caller who was quoting 10,000 percentages, I'd like to quote him one percentage that means more to me than everything. 100% of the Israeli population consider themselves God's chosen. Okay? 100%.
That
explains the whole situation. You don't have to go into 10,000 things about, do we think Palestinians have a right to bury their toddler who had his eyeball blasted out by an Israeli sniper? That means nothing. Okay?
Well, I think in all fairness to Frank, I think what he's doing, you see, we're constantly being lectured, Jim, by our Jewish brethren, as you refer to them, on how horrible racism is and bigotry and hatred and all the rest of that stuff. And yet, when you look at the numbers, you know, and there are some people that they do deal well in numbers. And that's the thing about numbers. Numbers don't lie. So I can see that there is benefit to what Frank is doing here because, you know, it shows people, you know, empirically, these are the numbers and these are what these people believe. This is what these people believe. So, but I agree with you too, Jim. And that has always been my argument with this thing, is that the seed, you know, the kernel of all of this trouble all boils down to six simple words. And those six simple words are, we Jews are God's chosen people. That is the thing that has gotten them in trouble for not just the last 2,000 years, but probably for the last 4,000. And that is the reason why the world finds itself in the trouble that it's in today, is that you have one small group of people who think that they're better than everyone else and that by virtue of this theory that they have the right to do whatever the hell they want.
Mark, they not only think they're God's chosen people, they think they're gods. That's the point most people don't understand. They actually think they are gods themselves. They teach that they are gods themselves. You know,
well, you know, I remember Abraham Foxman was once quoted saying that that the Holocaust, what made the Holocaust such a horrible thing, was that it was the attempt to snuff out the Jewish people and by default to try to snuff out God himself. So there's a lot of truth to what you're saying, Jim. A lot of these people, particularly in the hardcore like Lubavitch and Orthodox groups, that they believe that if the Jewish people ever ceased to exist, that the universe would collapse in on itself and all existence would cease as well. So you're right about that.
they actually teach to themselves that if God gets in an argument with the rabbis, with the learned rabbis, that the rabbis normally win. Now, what kind of people would teach that? Hello?
Not anybody.
And you were talking about Bullinger in Columbia University and the fact that he jumped right in the middle of Ahmadinejad's so-called, well, I won't say the word, but he jumped right in the middle of them. But how would you expect anything else? The total Jewish argument is the old thing that you leap upon an adversary and you say, when did you stop beating your wife? How can you answer a question like that?
Exactly.
Not did you.
And like I said,
when did you stop beating your wife? That's exactly what they do, and people that don't understand that don't understand anything. But to get back to the rapture bunnies, which I call them, and a lot of other people will call them the rapture bunnies, the Hagees and all their followers, they are going to go smiling with their glazed eyes as they're led into the prison camps or the torture chambers or the killing fields. They're going to go smiling with their glazed over eyes, and they will never realize what they've done. Ever.
Yes, that's right, Jim. Jim, I hear that music, so we're going up on the final break here. Thanks for calling in, and I'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We have 5 more minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyites' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, this is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only irreplaceable Michael Collins Piper. I want to try to get these last two guests in. I know Mike usually only tries to get one in during the last segment, but we're going to try to. Martin in Washington, come on up.
Howdy, how you doing?
How are you doing, Martin?
Doing all right.
Regarding what you were saying earlier about the American public being propagandized into going to war against Iran, and with Ahmadinejad's visit yesterday to New York, I went to a website that I never otherwise visit, which is the New York Daily News.
Uh-huh.
Did you happen to visit that and see the front page yesterday?
Is this the one that said evil has landed?
The evil has landed.
Right.
Evil all in red. And
right.
Then underneath, hate-spewing Iran prez speaks today at Columbia. And then outrage grows as school defends Hitler, in red letters, invitation. And then, not to be outdone, today another one of course, Ahmadinejad on the cover, the evil weasel. I'm not making that up. Go to their website. It's still there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like I said, it's so surreal. It's like, I never would have imagined that our culture would stoop to such juvenile levels, but it has. It's like a skit out of Monty Python or Animal House or some other thing. This is like I said, it'd be one thing if it were just one of these stupid shows that's produced by Jewish Hollywood, but we're talking about real war, we're talking about real human suffering, and yet it's all this big circus, this big parade. I tell you, it makes you want to just go out and
dig a hole,
get drunk.
But the whole point, as far as I'm concerned, is you can't get the propaganda going like this and drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've got the people, once you've fed them the Kool-Aid, there you can't back away from it.
Well, I would agree with you, and it really goes to show you. This is one of the things that I tell people. A lot of the brazenness that we see these days in the media and in politics, you know, it goes to show you the true nature of these people. A lot of these things, they would never have pulled these things 20 years ago because they knew they were dealing with a more sophisticated citizen than they're dealing with today. Now they have dumbed us down so much with their stupid television, their stupid music, and all the rest of the stuff. They know that they can do these things and get away with it. Thanks for calling, Martin. It's good to talk to you. I've got one more person that I want to bring up, and that is Byron in Canada. Byron, come on up.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
How are you?
I was going to say something kind of derogatory about United States, but I think I've cooled down a little bit. I was listening a little bit to Frosty Woolridge, and I don't know. To me, he comes off as a real racist. Maybe he isn't, but he sounds quite racist to me. But anyhow, I've cooled down, and I'm not going to say anything. So the only thing I'm going to say is thank you for putting that thing on in California. I happen to be Lebanese myself.
Oh,
and
well.
And it's quite amazing that it takes non-Arabs to speak out for the Arab community. It seems like the Arabs are so scared to do anything themselves that they leave it to other people, and I want to thank you for that.
Byron, I hate to cut you off, but I hear that music, which means that we've got to get going. But drop me an email sometime.
I'm not good, but I would like to give you a donation if somebody else would like to go. How much does it cost to go to that thing real quick?
It's $150, I think.
Well, I wouldn't mind sponsoring two or three people. If you know two or three people would like to go, I wouldn't mind sending you some money for two or three more people.
Well, then just drop me an email. It's good to talk to you, Byron. Everybody, we got to go. That's it. It's the end of the show. God bless. Take care.
It's true.